right, I guess we'll get started. I want to welcome each and every one of you. I welcome a lot of them in our Sunday school class, but we're blessed today to have a lot of veterans out of our church serving way back again and still serving today, some of them, and we're proud of them. We're thankful for them. We ought to go in prayer every day and thank God for them. We are what we are today because of them. Remember that, and seems like more and more they're trying to do away with them, and, you know, but it's not. That's what it is. God founded this country, and that's where we got to keep it. God has to found this company, or we'll lose it. So I do welcome each and every one of you. If you're a visitor here, we say all the time, this is Gold Town Church. If you got a testimony, you give it. If you need to come pray at the altar, there'll be people here praying with you. If you want to stand and praise God with a testimony, you do it. Whatever God puts on your heart to do, you need to do it this morning, and we'll have a glorious time here today. We got a lot of special things happening this morning for the veterans, and be thankful for that this morning. So, first thing we're going to do is we're going to take up the offering. I can have four people, please. Come and help me. Jim Postlewalt, say the prayer, please.
And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my God above to be living here today. For the flag still stands for freedom. They can't take that away. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know. And I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. For there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart. It's time we stand and say, I'm proud to For there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Defend her still today, for there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Allegiance by a special young man at this church, an Eagle Scout. That's tough to get. It's not easy, and he worked hard for it. So here's little Stevie McCollum.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please stand as Miss Elizabeth Kuntz is going to play the Star Spangled Banner on her flute. Look for Miss Hannah Strickland. She got something, I believe, that she wrote.
What love is? Love is when you risk your life so I can be free. Love is when you leave your friends and families, knowing you may not see them again. Love is when you fight for me, and I don't deserve it. Love is when you have no idea who I am, I have no idea who you are, but you still risk your life so I don't have to. You may not think we do, but we appreciate every single one of you. If you have a friend or family member in the service, we pray for you. We may not understand, but God does. Love is when you may say your last goodbye, But you still go and risk it all so I can live here freely. Thank you to all our veterans here today, and we will remember the ones we've lost. That's what love is.
Amen. All right, we're going to have a salute to our armed forces. Now, when your branch comes up, you stand up. Be proud of it.
Our homeland, so beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. Staying united as a nation does not come without triumph and does not come without tragedy. America has endured wars both foreign and domestic. This land remains the home of the free because it remains the home of the brave. Throughout our history, men and women have answered the nation's call to protect and defend those rights and freedoms we hold sacred. Some walk among us in battlefield dress, ready to board the next flight, to stand in our stead in harm's way. Some walk among us unnoticed, but they carry the satisfaction of memories of victories won and the scars of friends lost. Some are not able to walk among us, for they bear the horrendous wounds of battle. Some are not able to walk among us, for they are the fallen patriots who live on in the heart of a grateful nation. Our debt cannot be adequately paid, but our chance to honor our heroes cannot happen often enough. As the song from your branch of the service is sung, would all of our active military and veterans please rise so we may thank you for protecting our homeland.
Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go roaring above. In and out, hear them shout, counter marching all about, and those caissons go roaring above. For it's high, high heat.
Shore, hail to the fore. justice for all, for all, for all.
Over 200 years ago, our forefathers braved the dangers of an unknown land in a quest for freedom, justice, and opportunity. They were a courageous people, willing to risk all that was dear to them in the hope of securing a better life for themselves and their children. Although they came from varied circumstances and diverse backgrounds, they were united in a steadfast determination to establish a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all mankind is created equal. The task was long and difficult, but in 1787, our fathers finally succeeded in framing a strong constitution for this new nation. They declared,
"We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America."
For these words, the foundation of a great nation was erected. For many years, the people lived in peace until a great conflict severely tested whether a nation dedicated to the freedom and justice could long endure. The very existence of the nation was threatened, and it seemed as though the government of the people, by the people, and for the people would perish from the earth. The struggle was fierce, the battle was long, but the people gave their last full measure of devotion until, finally, at the end of those dark days, came the triumph of a new birth of freedom.
with liberty and justice, with liberty and justice, for all, for all, for all.
Now, therefore,
we the people of this great nation, the United States of America, must dedicate ourselves anew to preserve this costly legacy, to strengthen the stronghold of justice, this land of the free, that we may ever remain one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Anybody got anything else? Come on now.
Andy, I want everybody to remember that greater love hath no man than this.
Amen. Amen.
That he would lay down his life for his friends. And we've had a lot of people lay down their lives for all of us. And if it weren't for them, we would be saluting a rising sun or a swastika.
Yeah. That's right.
Just remember those people.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
I can't believe he saved someone like me, but he did. But every time I come to this church, whether I'm riding with Barb or I get to drive myself, when I come past the guardrails here, when you come to this church, there's a peace that comes over me. I don't know if it comes over you, but this is just one of the greatest places to be. And now I know why God sent me here today, because I see God blessed America right there. I got to hear Charlie this morning, and he said some things that touched my heart. I tell you what, I'm just so blessed to be able to grow up in the United States of America.
Right!
To grow up in a little place called Pope Dalgo in Sissonville. I am so blessed that I got to go to a little place called Sissonville High School, where you had respect for the teachers.
Right.
They actually taught you something. And you knew if you got whipped at school, you was going to get whipped when you went home.
Right.
Because they sent a note home with you. They had parents had to sign it and bring it back.
Right.
When I went to University grade school, if you know Frank Brown, I had his mother for my first grade teacher. Every morning you stood up and said the Pledge of Allegiance. Every morning she said a prayer. And you had Mr. Young as a principal who was dressed to the tilt every day, in his suit and his glasses, and he was the very stern principal. You did what you were supposed to do because you knew you were supposed to do, because you was taught something. And then when I went to high school, it was the same thing. I had Miss Dietz, a bunch of you probably had her, and we'd give her a hard time a lot, but she taught civics. I don't even know if they teach it anymore, do they? But one thing she taught us, the Constitution was not written to keep the church out of the government.
Right.
It was to keep the government out of the church.
Yeah.
And then I see here, God blessed America.
Yeah, that's right.
All the people we've lost, you know there were 16 million women and men that served from 1941 to 1945. There was 468 Medal of Honor winners. There's two alive today. One of them's from West Virginia.
Amen. Right.
Shelley Moore Capito just put a bill in to try to have, when he does pass, that we'll have a state funeral for him. How much can you ask for? Near as I know, the last figure, for a lot of you that served in Vietnam or in that, there was 58,803 young men and women who died fighting in Vietnam. But I tell you, in the Bible it says, I believe it's Malachi 2:2. It says, if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, listen, to give glory unto my name, I will curse your blessings. Hear that? I will curse your blessings. And he goes on to say, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. And can I tell you what's wrong with that God blessed America today in our lives right now? America has been blessed like no other nation on the face of this earth. And we spit in the face of God. More violence, more immorality, more slaughter of the unborn. More arrogance striding through this earth. More turning our back on God than ever before. America has been blessed. But we put God aside and concentrated on our blessings.
Bless you, right.
If we do not turn back to Almighty God,
right.
I'm just afraid that God will curse our blessings.
Right.
And we'll know what things are going to be.
Right.
Because he is coming back. And if you aren't saved today, right there's an altar and there's better pew than later than a lot of churches.
Yeah.
You need to be right there.
Bless you, right.
Because and he saves you, he'll take care of you.
Amen.
He'll come into your life. He gives you a new feeling. America has been blessed.
Yeah.
But I'm just afraid if we don't bring God back,
Right.
That he'll continue, and he will curse our blessings.
Amen.
Right. Bless you.
America.
Right.
Has been
blessed.
Yeah.
Bless
you,
our
Amen.
It's great to be an American. No other country any greater than this country that we live in. Time and time and time, God has blessed us. And I'm so glad that I still believe in the American flag. I believe in the laws of God in our country. Many, many, many young men fought so that we could remain free. And I'm afraid that so many have turned their backs on him. I'm so glad for this service this morning. I can't add anything to it. But thank the Lord that we have a little church that still honors
Amen.
The flag.
Amen.
Don't spit on it. Don't Amen. Burn it up.
Right.
And is offended when they do that, no matter what they tell me.
Right.
America will continue to bless. And I know what he said. We too, in return, bless God.
Amen.
Bar none. As Charlie taught this morning, no other name. But many, many men went, never returned.